is quick. I don't wanna see you beg like I did, dear. This is for the breadwinners, responsibly sincere. And puno kape mhaya sisi stata ilipo. Ya school fee, ya fertilizer, I don't say ilipo.
I'm a big day and I do it all for you. Yes, I go on a chasing kukoda, I do it all for you. I am a big day and I do it all for you. Yes, I go on a chasing.
I declare and changa tino chaka. Busy my yes I receive prophesy. Papa type a man and send to 50 people. Now we waviti and kama yo brother to a do. Nava anti sutandala. Sinifuno boela chimanja manjanga chikwangwala. At least na jema chitenge o chitambala. Olo mundu wa dilipo ya manghwala. I do this for my kids, my wife na maparento. Kasiye konyumba and kids. Noti for my rento. So you don't sell your soul. Chifu kwa cho enda mendo. Building a legacy, mu darkness na kendo.
Yes, I go on a chasing kukoda, I do it all for you. I am a busy and I do it all for you. Yes, I go on a chasing kukoda, I do it for you. I do it for you.
In Lusaka. Feel the power. Power. 91.3 FM. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Lusaka Province Permanent Secretary Joe Kalusa is to meet the World Bank on Zeep Schools project. The Veterinary Association of Zambia has called on dairy farmers to intensify preparations for the upcoming dry and cold season. In international news, explosions have been heard in the Sudanese city of Port Sudan. And in sports, three African stars has helped Al Ahly Saudi lift their first ever AFC Champions League Elite Trophy.
And now, the Power FM News. And now, Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Lusaka Province Permanent Secretary Joe Kalusa is tomorrow, 7th May 2025, set to meet the World Bank and other local stakeholders to discuss the way forward in accelerating the completion of six secondary schools project in the province under the Zambia Education Enhancement Project, ZEEP, under the Ministry of Education. This follows the conclusion of a monitoring and evaluation tour of the ZEEP projects in Lusaka province to appreciate the progress made after commencement of construction of the schools last year in July. And the permanent secretary was not impressed with the pace at which the construction of most of the schools were moving, apart from the Kalundu project in Chilanga district, whose phase one has been completed. This is because all the projects in the six districts of Lusaka province with the same specifications costing 23.7 million kwacha were supposed to be completed in March 2025 and opened for use by pupils. And Mr. Kalusa said he stepped in to ensure the projects are quickly completed in order to move in line with President Hakainde Hichilema's passion on education, which led to the introduction of free education. He said the free education policy requires more classroom space, as over 2 million children have been able to go back to school since 2021 following the free education policy by the New Dawn government. The six districts of Lusaka province, which are Lusaka, Chongwe, Chilanga, Kafue, Rufunsa and Luangwa, were allocated one school project each. Meanwhile, Lusaka and Luangwa have lagged behind, while there is progress at Munyeta Secondary School in Rufunsa, Kwamwena in Chongwe, Soloboni in Kafue and Kalundu in Chilanga. In Kafue, engineer Kalusa challenged site engineers to carry out work diligently to avoid being judged harshly by posterity, while he was impressed with works in Kalundu. The Lukanga bus station in Kawe has officially been commissioned. The station is designed to provide a safe and conducive environment for bus operators and commuters. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony, Central Province Minister Mwabashike Nkulukusa said the station will help to improve the economic outlook of Kawe. Mr. Nkulukusa urged Kawe residents to protect the station against vandalism. Speaking at the same event, Central Province Permanent Secretary Milna Mwanakampwe has urged Kawe Municipal Council to ensure smooth operation of the station. And Kawe Mayor Patrick Chishala thanked government for facilitating the completion of the bus station. The Veterinary Association of Zambia, VAZ, has called on dairy farmers to intensify preparations for the upcoming dry and cold season by prioritizing animal nutrition and disease prevention. Speaking in an interview with Parafem News, VAZ President Dr. Malcolm Chiova emphasized the importance of working closely with animal nutritionists to sustain milk production and ensure livestock health. He stressed that every dairy farmer should have an animal nutritionist as part of their support system. He further added that the Veterinary Association of Zambia is ready to recommend qualified nutritionists to farmers who require assistance. And Dr. Chiova also warned that the cold season brings a higher risk of tick-borne diseases as ticks reproduce more and animals are more stressed. In another development, the Community Action Against Corruption, CAC, has criticized the Anti-Corruption Commission, accusing it of professional incompetence for investigating, arresting, and charging an individual with over 50 suspected corruption cases only for all charges to be dismissed by the courts. Speaking in an interview with PowerFM News, CAC Executive Director Brighton Tembo questioned the quality of investigations conducted by the ACC before submitting cases to the Director of Public Prosecutions, the DPP. He said CAC is wondering whether these prosecutions are based on thorough evidence or influenced by other factors. He stressed that subjecting citizens to prolonged trials and public humiliation only for them to be acquitted is both unjust and damaging. Mr. Tembo cited the recent acquittal of Havene Mwinga, former advisor to former President Edgar Lungu, along with his wife and son, as an example of prosecution that lacks proper groundwork. He stated that the fight against corruption loses credibility when cases fail due to lack of evidence or poor preparation, and urged both institutions to address these recurring problems.
Both the Anti-Corruption Commission and the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, they have exhibited high level of professional incompetence in their course of doing work. Because, you know, look at this. The Anti-Corruption Commission investigates a person and arrests a person and charges that person with over 70 suspected corruption cases and subjects that person to the office of the DPP for approval of commencement of trial in the courts of law. But just for all those cases to collapse in the courts of law, resulting in an acquittal. That is high level of incompetence, arresting people for no apparent reasons, just to embarrass them, humiliate them, and subject them to psychological trauma. Because of 70 cases, honestly speaking, can you tell me the DPP could not see that there is no substance in all these cases, just for all the cases to collapse? If it is two cases, one can say yes. But looking at 70 cases...
In international news, explosions have been heard in the Sudanese city of Port Sudan as a paramilitary force targeted the de facto capital of the country's military-led government for the third consecutive day. Thick black smoke could be seen at dawn at the skyline of the previously safe city, where thousands of people fleeing the two-year civil war have sought refuge. Flights have been cancelled after drones hit the international airport and a hotel near the current presidential palace, reports say. One drone targeted the civilian section of the Port Sudan airport, and another one hit the main army base in the center of the city, witnesses told AFP News Agency. Still in international news, a bodyguard for one of Uganda's opposition leaders, Bobby Wine, has been charged with aggravated robbery days after the head of the military said he had detained him. Last week, General Muhoozi Kainerugaba, who is also President Yoweri Museveni's son, confirmed that he had been holding Eddie Mutwe 5 days after his disappearance. The lawyer representing the bodyguard, whose real name is Edward Sewufu, said his client had been tortured telling the country's Daily Monitor newspaper that he was beaten using wires of electricity.